talk now to Anne Graham, who's head of the National Transport Authority. And this, Anne, is because of an initiative you're launching today at the Transport Authority, and that's to make Hackney services more viable in a number of rural locations. Can you explain the background to this?
Good afternoon, Chris. Yes, this is a programme supported by government and supported by a minister, which is to make funding available for the provision of localised Hackney services in 15 local link areas nationwide. So what we're offering is grant funding of €6,000 to individual drivers over 12 months to operate a localised Hackney service in each of the areas. We've set out those areas, we selected them in conjunction with our local link offices as ones where a full-time taxi or Hackney service is not currently sustainable, and so that's why we're putting this pilot funding in place, just to see what the response is, what the take-up would be, and see and help us to plan for services in rural areas.
It is 6,000 per individual driver. That's not a huge amount, you'd imagine, to kind of sustain you for the year, but you're obviously hearing that drivers are saying we're just about viable but not quite viable.
Well, obviously there's a cost associated with operating a SPSV, and you know, some of those costs may be recoverable by drivers depending on, you know, what the demand for their services are. But there's certain locations where the demand just isn't high enough to cover some of those initial costs, and that's why we're grant aiding to try and get the numbers up, because we've had so little local area Hackneys successfully operating now within the country. We've only 14 in current operation right across the state. So that's why we're taking this action now, to see does this commence new business, because these should be 15 new local area Hackneys operating across the state.
And perhaps if it works perfectly and the Hackney drivers are required to work late at night, for instance, it might just support more of that nighttime rural economy around pubs and going out in the evening.
Well, exactly, because in some of the locations, some of them are very isolated areas where they have no transport, but there is some where there is transport, but it's just not available at the right at the time when people require it. So yes, we hope that it will support the nighttime economy in rural areas.
Okay, and all of those rural areas, they stretch from Cork to Donegal, Limerick, Longford, Meath, Tipperary, Waterford, Wexford, Mayo. Plenty of places there, but they're all on the website. People can find out more.
They're all at dlah.ie.
Okay, well, we leave it there. Anne Graham of the National Transport Authority. We're